Good Fatherhood. I'm your host, James Ferris, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about apology and forgiveness, especially when you're dealing with your kids in general. And I know as a step parent, when you're dealing with your stepkids or just any kids in general that you are the parent for, you can make mistakes and then you can think in your head, well, I don't need to apologize for that because I'm the parent. And that can lead to a lot of troubling situations in the future. It can also lead to a lot of mistrust and just overall some bad things that we don't really want as parents. And it also isn't a really good example for them. And as someone who is a step parent, this can be kind of troubling because if you do this enough with your stepkids and like your non-biological kids, I know in previous episodes I've talked a little bit about like the idea that biological children have a little bit of grace to things that a parent does just because there's a natural sort of connection. And that doesn't necessarily exist for your non-biological kids or your stepkids. And because of that connection not really existing and you're just kind of in this relationship that's I was going to say force, but force is the wrong word. It's just something that's like it's a chosen relationship that has to happen and exist. You have to be very careful how you interact, because let's say it was just like you and a friend and you were rude to your friend and you never apologized and you were rude multiple times, or you said things that you didn't really mean, but you never apologized for them to your friend. Like, that person would not be your friend anymore. Unlike with your children, right? They still have to kind of live in the same household as you. They still have to interact with you. You know, and depending on how custody works, they have to go back to the house that is with you, and they might not want to do that. It's like saying, okay, hey, here's my friend. I'm rude to them all the time. They've decided, hey, they don't really want to be my friend anymore. But they are then forced to go back and hang out with them person. Like, that's weird, right? They wouldn't really want to do that. And so it kind of works the same way where, like, if you are rude and kind of insulting, or you say things that you don't really mean in the heat of the moment and you don't really apologize for them, then it can cause a really big rift. And so, especially as a step parent, you need to be very well aware of how that works, and when you are in a position where it's like, hey, I really need to apologize. And to be honest, I do this all the time, and I don't necessarily do it right away, but I do make a point of like, hey, you know, even if it's later in the day, I'd be like, hey, you know the situation that happened this morning? I am sorry that I did that, and I want to make sure that it's clear that that was a mistake on my part. You know, and I've done that more than I thought I was going to do. Especially as a parent, I thought I was like, well, look, no, you are being irresponsible. I'm telling you, you're being irresponsible. You really need to fix it and work on this. But I'm doing it in my own way, and I'm using kind of like a little bit of my frustration, which, again, I am allowed to be frustrated, but I'm not allowed to be frustrated and then wrongly take that out on the person I am frustrated at. Like, it's okay to be frustrated, but it's not okay to be mean about it or use that frustration in a negative manner, right? And so for me as a parent, I kind of in my head was thinking, well, no, I'm the parent. Like, it's okay. I'm going to say this. It doesn't matter. It's fine. But it's not fine. You know, it does affect their perception of the relationship with them and how things go forward. So you need to be aware of how that works. Now, and if an apology can be really simple. You just say, hey, here's the situation that happened. I am sorry that this is what I did. You know, I realized that this affected you this way. This caused this thing to happen, and I did not mean for that to happen. And this is what I'm going to do to fix it. And typically, when you do something that's saying like, hey, I apologize, and you should use the words, I apologize. Don't really use I'm sorry. That's one of those things that's like, I say I'm sorry, but I say I'm sorry for everything. Like, oh, I accidentally made an accident, and I, you know, put too much food or put too little food, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, like, so it doesn't have as much weight. Say, I apologize, it's good. And actually means like, hey, I'm being serious. And it also means that like, I'm actually going to try to not do that thing again, right? And you might, we're human, we make mistakes. So you might do it again. You'd be like, look, I'm really trying that again. That's on me. I apologize. I hope you can forgive me and go on from there. So a great situation. This is not a great situation, a good example is in the morning, and I think any parent can kind of attest to this, where like you have your own set of things that you do to get ready in the morning, and you have a schedule, and you're like, hey, this needs to happen, and we're going to do this, 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 and this, and this. But then your kids get in the way, and you have to, like, they have to get their shoes, or you have, like, they forgot their jacket. Like, hey, get your jacket. They make you late, whatever. Doesn't matter. It can happen. You can get really frustrated in the morning, especially because everybody's like, whoa. And let's say you're late, and then just like causes the situation to kind to get like, you know, up a level. And so that'll happen. And sometimes I just am like, I'm frustrated. And then, you know, my son does something and I'm like, man, we are going to be late because you are not being responsible. And I'm sitting here going like, he should be responsible. What is going on? And I say something that's wrong and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being like, dude, you need to get be responsible. That's what the message that I want to be is like, you need to think about these things next time. That's what the message I want to say. I don't want to say it in a mean way, really, but I do. I'm frustrated and I take it out and whatever. And it's not a good thing, you know, and I have apologized to him multiple times because I'm like, I'm still working on it and I really don't like it. And I've had conversations with them, be like, hey, dude, like, I do think you are responsible and I'm holding you to that high standard of responsibility. And that's why I get really frustrated. And I'm, you know, I apologize for the way that I said this and how it came across. And I realized that that totally hurt you and I did not mean to hurt you. And I don't think whatever is it that he thought that I said to him. And I've done that several times. You know, there's other times too where it's like, this is getting really frustrated. I am really frustrated and I'm just getting, and I just take it out on the situation. And then, you know, a couple hours go by or whatever, and I'm contemplating and I'm talking and I'll ask my wife to be like, hey, was I a little bit too harsh? And she'll be like, I mean, kind of. And the tricky part is that those situations will happen between my wife and the kids or whatever. And there isn't a moment of like kind of anger, desperation, like I really don't like you. Like, yes, there's frustration on both sides, but there's not a lot of like this reconciliation that comes across with like an apology. And that's what I mean by it can get really discouraging, because if you see it from the biological side of your blended family kind of cohesively fixing some of these problems, even if it's not 100% fixed, you have to take the extra step and like manually make things work, manually make a point of it and say, look, I am sorry, I apologize that this happened, that I did this and it caused this reaction, or that I hurt you because I did this in this way. And you're apologizing, and you're manually, physically doing the work and making sure that it is kind of very clear that you made a mistake. It sets a good sort of basis of like, I am human. I will make mistakes. I am not perfect. And I am modeling my acceptance that I am not perfect. I make mistakes. And this is how you fix it, by owning to your mistake and apologizing. And you have to manually do it. Sometimes on the biological side, it doesn't necessarily happen. And to be honest, like growing up, I don't really remember if my dad apologized for any of that stuff. I love my dad, great person. He might have done something that he totally needed to apologize for, and I just not thinking about it. Or he did something to one of my siblings that he needed to apologize for, and again, I'm not thinking about it. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. What I'm saying is that he probably did something totally wrong. And he'll probably tell, if you asked him, he would just be like, oh yeah, I totally screwed this up when I was parenting, which is great. Fine for him, you know, to own that now, sure, or whatever. But even in the moment, like I probably as just, I just was like, no, it's whatever. It's fine. You know, and I'm not harboring any sort of anger for it. And I just kind of brushed it off, some of the small things, you know? That's really easy for me to do, because I'm like, well, no, he's my dad. Like, there's this really easy, simple thing for me to be like, ah, no, it's okay. But when I look at situations between me and my stepson, or me saying something, there's a definite feeling of like, hey, no, that was not okay. And I know it, and he knows it. And I need to manually fix this. I need to manually go and be like, hey, look, I apologize. That was a bad situation. We're going to get this, and I love you, and it's okay. I'm still here for you, you know? And again, you're just building that trust up and up and up, and you just need to own some of that responsibility of just being like, no, hey, I made a mistake here. Like, I took this out on you, and I apologize. And be very well aware of, like, and easy to, like, forgive and apologize. You know, I think that's one of those things where it's like, you have to set your pride aside as a dad. Like, this is a dad thing, I think, that I, you know, you're like, you're the man in the household, you're the person who's supposed to kind of lead the household, whatever, all those little social kind of constructs that come with this just idea of being the father, all are fine, but that adds pressure. And it's like, well, hey, I'm leading this household, right? So what I'm saying is go, and like, this can bring a lot of pride, which is a downfall for most, I think, fathers are like sort of upper heads of family or whatever. It's like, you're not in a position, like, this is not your position to be like super prideful, all high mighty, whatever. Like, you're a leader, but you're a leader by humbly serving the people that you're leading. That's your job. It's not something where it's like, no, bow down before me, like, I'm the dad, wah! You know, bad. That's not it. It's more like, I'm going to serve you. And so then when you get prideful and you're like, man, I'm frustrated, boom, 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 this is how this is going to work, and then you take it out, right? That's it. You've immediately totally done the opposite of what you're supposed to do, which has been like, hey, you know, you're right, I should be calm, I should be serving you, like, yeah, we're in a rush, I get it, I'm not taking it out on you, how can I help you so we can get this all and we can get going? You know, using my example of like in the morning trying to get out of the house. And that comes with time, that comes with practice, you know, just making sure that you kind of think through like, hey, I didn't need to be frustrated there. And I was frustrated and I took it out on you and I apologize for that and I'm going to work on it. And I need you to also, like, you can call me on it. Like, we can have a conversation. I will own it. I, you know, I'm a human and I'm going to be kind of that court of sounding board and be like, hey, you know, like, I am not perfect. And just go from there. And that's okay, you know. So again, and this is a little bit of a short sort of concept, but I think it's one that just like needs to be in your forefront. It's like, if you're dealing with your stepkids or any kids in general, not everything you say is 100% perfect. Not everything you say is the law. And you can deal with disrespect. You can deal with frustration. You can deal with discipline and things in a manner that respect your kids and still kind of make sure that things are good to go. I'm not saying like your kids get away with everything and they're allowed to just frustrate you. That's not at all what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that it's okay for you to be frustrated and handle the situation appropriately. And if you don't handle the situation appropriately, modeling correct behavior of apologizing when you do something that is wrong is important, because then it makes it so your kids know that, hey, if I say something wrong, I should apologize. And it's a work in progress. Nobody's going to be perfect at this. I am 100% not perfect at this. I will probably screw up tomorrow. Probably. Hopefully not. But maybe. Either way, I'm going to make a mistake. But I need to own that. And as a leader, owning your mistakes, showing that you own your behavior, is a way better thing to do than just being like, no, that's the way I said it. That's the way it goes. Done. Boom. Okay. So don't try that. Own your mistakes. Be able to apologize. Be able to read the situation and know that, like, hey, this is not going to blow over. This actually affected the relationship way more than I thought it was going to or should. And manually make those corrections, because it'll help your relationships in the future grow. Because over time, and this is a long period of time, it's not fixed in a day, nothing's fixed in a day, but over the course of time, if you never make those corrections, it causes a bigger, bigger wedge between you and your stepkids instead of bringing you closer. Whereas, like, you can cause a divot, but then you can fill that hole and kind of patch things over if you manually do the work and say, hey, I was in the wrong, instead of just being this, like, outside figure that's like, he's never wrong, he never treats me correctly. You know, that's not a good thing. So we don't want that. You know, manually do the work, manually think about it, be okay with apologizing for some behaviors and talk with your spouse about it. Make sure that like, hey, was this wrong? Like get her feedback. If she thinks, yeah, that was probably overdone, be like, hey, you know what? Yesterday, I apologize for that behavior. It's not too late. You're doing the act of like, hey, saying I'm apologizing. Even if it's a day, couple days, whatever. You're still putting in that work to manually fix it instead of just letting it blow over. It's not a good idea. Thanks for listening. I know I've been away for a while. If you could like, subscribe, send a comment over to james@blendedfatherhood.com. That'd be fantastic. And I hope to hear from you next week. I'm hopefully going to have an episode out. I'm going to try to get a little bit back into more of a schedule, but really appreciate it. And see you next time.